And we are back for another episode. It's your boy Tips, and I'm here with
Cosentin.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Yeah. I am great, enjoying life, and yeah,
that's good.
Enjoying the city, and enjoying my new life. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This feels like a news report. Have you seen how he's sitting?
Yeah.
Like we're the anchors.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
This part. Like we should have
arms,
a paper.
The forearms.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
But back on topic. I'm really good, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really good. I'm feeling grateful. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm also enjoying our new lives.
They're pretty fantastic. They're pretty fantastic, man. What a blessing.
Yeah, it's a big blessing.
What a blessing. Yeah. What did you say you wanted to talk about today?
No, I just thought we'd get like a little bit more personal, you know? Just because, you know, I think it will be so amazing to look back one day on these and just see how far we'd come and how far we'd be then.
Yeah. So these are questions you're going to ask me.
Well, it's like we're gonna bounce off each other.
Okay.
So it's not like it's just I have the questions.
And then from there I'll maybe ask a follow up question or
exactly.
I'll get you.
Right. Are you ready for today's episode?
Thanks for your efforts, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. Yeah.
Thanks. I think you're doing a great job too.
All right, let's go.
Okay, I'll just put my phone here because, you know, the questions are here. Okay, here's a good question because this is also something that we're talking about. Basically, we're talking about how do you approach and embrace change in your life?
How do I approach and
embrace change in your life?
How do I approach and embrace change? I think I have a tendency of being able to spot a lot like very quickly when something is done, like a stage or when it's about to, you know, and I pay attention to those signals of when something is meant to end. And I think it might take me time, but I could also do it a lot quicker in terms of adjusting type of thing, in terms of changing direction or anything like that. So I embrace change because of like I feel like I have enough time to change direction or to change. Yeah. And and I think most of the time I believe that the universe is for you. So when change is needed, it's most of the time it's to your benefit. So yeah, that's just what I believe though. I've never been failed by that belief.
Yeah.
So every time I'm changing something or a big change in my life happens, it's always from a place of once you settled in the change, you're like, wow, this is nice actually.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it.
I get you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if I need a change or something, I know that something interesting is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's that's a very hard question to
answer.
Because we were
I wouldn't say it's hard to answer. Because I think it's just that. Like that's one thing that we've always been good at.
What?
You know what I'm saying? To be like, no, this is not for us. This is back in uni days, fam.
Mm.
Like when we were talking promotions and things like that. Like there were some campaigns that we looked at and we're like, no. We don't do this. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you're going through stages after that as well. Like you're going through stages in terms of like, you're not going from a student that's earning, you know what I'm saying, through these campaigns. And then you try to complete and you're just a student and that's not working like that, but you're still fine. And then you're now going off to go get your first job, proper first job, and then you're good. You know what I'm saying? And then you just like there's just a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like change happens all the time. All the time from birth, fam. You know what I'm saying? But every time change happens, it's like it's to your benefit. It's like the stages of, I don't know, the fetus and stuff. Like it's constant change, but it's to the benefit of the baby. You know what I'm saying? So that's just like even in plants, that's why I'm like the universe is set out in that way. That change that happens 99% of the time it's to our benefit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so you have to embrace it. You
You
just take
have
it
to
in.
welcome it as
Yeah.
well.
You can't be scared of it.
You can't just stay stagnant as well in a
Yeah.
situation. That's not good. Like, you
Yeah.
need to grow shed, you know,
Exactly.
shed, grow new skin, the
Exactly.
works.
What doesn't grow dies, you know.
That's
Yeah.
crazy. That's quite a harsh one.
It's the truth though. Like if we're saying we one with the earth, then anything that doesn't grow, if trees stop growing, they're dying. If plants stop growing, they're
They're
dying.
dying,
Animals as well. And same with us. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, if you don't use your brain, it stops growing. It dies, literally.
That's hectic,
Yeah.
That's so true. Okay, this one. If you were to give advice to your younger self, what would it be?
My younger self. I think my younger self, I think it would be to I think it would be to be patient. Yeah. I think it would
Patience.
be to be patient. I think it's with a lot of things, you know. I think yeah, I think it's just that like nah, be patient. I think I feel maybe I would have made better decisions if I took patience into consideration, or you know, or if I factored in patience in some of my decisions. Yeah.
I get you.
So it's just like nah, be you don't have to have it all by 25. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
So it's
true.
like I'm not thinking, okay, I need to do this. I need to. Nah. So I think patience, because at the end of the day, you're gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? Somehow. Like yeah, yeah, just looking at just life right now. You know, it's like if you asked me 10 years ago, how would I get to where I am today? I wouldn't be able to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe 6 months ago, then I would. So things change so quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hectic, man.
Is it? Yeah.
I think I would have like the, I think for me, I would tell my younger self.
Yeah.
Like, I think I went through, like, when I look at like my younger self, you
Yeah.
know, I think that I think she's someone who's always been like misunderstood. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that, I think, I guess right now I would tell her to like basically like it all works out. Do you
Yeah.
get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like even if you don't feel like, even if you feel out of place where you are right now,
Yeah.
or you feel insecure about something, or you feel that you're also right about something, like you were valid in how you felt in those
Yeah,
moments.
yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
And I think I would also be very proud of my younger self because I feel like to a certain extent, like I stuck to my guns in like every area of my life and I
Yeah.
didn't let anything sway me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know if I have much advice because I am here today because of
Who you are as
who
a
I
kid?
am and the experiences that I had. You
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? So I just say, man, like you're not crazy for feeling the things that you're feeling. Everything you're
Yeah,
feeling at the
yeah,
time is and was completely valid.
yeah, yeah. Standee, yeah, standard, yeah. That's true.
You don't want to add anything?
No, I agree with you. Like everything that you, that you sort of dream of or you envision, it is very tailored to, you know,
An individual
and it,
person.
so it is just that, man. It's like it is valid. Like there's no ways you getting that dream or that vision. Do you get what I'm saying? Like it's there for a reason.
I get you. Another interesting question I found was, what habits contribute to your daily happiness, and which ones might be hindering it? I think that's a very good question.
I think right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I've only been like a week into this
New routine.
new routine, not even a week, like 4 days today, you know what I'm saying? But it's a routine that I want in place, do you know what I'm saying? And I think it works for me because it's just always how I've always wanted to live life. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to wake up, go
Go to
to
the
the
gym.
gym, eat breakfast when I come back. You know what I'm saying? And it's just that. So I'm like, for me, it just comes from that place. Like, this is how I used to spend my holidays as a kid. And now I'm living my holidays out. That means I'm, do you know what I'm saying? So I'm always happy in that sense. It's what I was saying to you also with like radiating energy. It's like if you are starting the day like this every single day, you know what I'm saying? Like you're gonna be such a great human being and you're gonna impact people because you have fresh interactions. You're good, your energy, you're in check. So I think for me that's what those are the effects basically of my habits. So
So what would you say are they?
the, like
Like
wake
going to the gym,
I wake
waking
up in the
up.
morning, I drink water, or maybe I wake up, I piss and shit, and then go on the scale. After going on the scale, I drink water. You know what I'm saying? I think water is like, mad important. You know what I'm saying? I grab a bottle of water, and then from there, I'll go on like my phone. I'm checking like things from things that we had posted. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm just checking. Like, let's see. Then maybe I let's journal Nyana. You know what I'm saying? But it's a very slow morning. You know what I'm saying? Like it's very slow. And then in the midst of that, I'm like grabbing my shorts,
Getting ready for
and
the
I'm
gym.
taking my time, you see. I'm taking my time. Then once that's done, I'll have like my pre-workout and shit. And then you walk out, go to the gym. I'm at the gym by like 7, between 7 and 7:30. You know what I'm saying? You hit a session, you hit everything. You hit your session, you're done 9:30 to 10. 10 o'clock to 10:30, you're definitely here. You know what I'm saying? We start planning the day. This is what we want. This is what we check up on each other. So I think for me, it's that. At least a good fun. I mean, you look at it right now. It's 9 o'clock at night and we're working. It's because I've come, I have a very strong foundation to my days. And this is not the first time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, yeah, I get like even outside, like, you know, things that we're working on. I feel like I'm producing the results. So, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty
And
cool.
how about you? Yeah.
What?
Oh, and then the other one you ask, how's it holding? Like, what habits are holding me back? I think habits that are holding me back, I think it's very hard to say, you know, because I think I've put myself out of it. You know, which was fun before, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, yeah, that the habit of consistently, yeah, I'm gonna be straight up, like the habit of consistently like settling down in the name of, like, I don't know, making an income or a certain income and shit like that. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think entrepreneurship and going after shit, it's just, it goes beyond money, because I think what it is right now, rather what I'm feeling, it's sort of like proving to yourself that you do have that power to create something that you find security in, and to self-create it. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, because yeah, it's just that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that's what would hold me back sometimes. It's like, I've got all these things that I want to do, but I'm in a job. So that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah, so previously in years as well, it's like, you start your ventures and then you're like, let me go to a job. You know what I'm saying? It's not popping type of shit. But it's like, that's holding you back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how that I feel is holding me back. What about you? What habits do you have in place that are?
I think now I'm trying to sleep at a time that will allow me to wake up in time.
Yeah.
So I'm really trying to focus on, like, sleeping on time every day, ensuring that I get enough rest.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, I think that's the biggest one that I'm gonna focus on.
Yeah.
Because if I do that, then I can wake up fresh and then I can go to gym, because that also feels really good. Like, when that's out the way, it feels amazing. And then I think a habit of mine that hinders me a lot is, I think, was procrastination.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm like that when I'm here, because I feel like here I'm like in my element of things. So I wouldn't say that, but I know that that was my thing previously.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. I get you.
Yeah.
I think you've been doing well though.
I should have been trying, hey. Yeah. I really have been trying.
I think that also, if it, like, this speaks to the importance of environment as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, environment is everything, man.
It's everything.
Yeah, environment is it's absolutely everything. And I think, like, this podcast is a product of the environment. You know what I'm saying?
No, 1,000%.
Like, this is not the first place that we tried to record.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's two other, like, around the world type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it came together here in Bangkok. So I think it's just that. It's like certain environments. You know what I'm saying? So
it's like, not what, like, you, one person can't change, like, a whole situation, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're in an environment that you know doesn't bring the best out of you, or you know that, like, it's not. Or it's too, like, it's as if you're fighting every day.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you need to switch it up.
Yeah.
You definitely need to switch it up. So I think, how did we get on that?
Habits.
Oh, yeah. So it's easier now because, like, you're in a good environment, so you can put those things in place. Because I'll never forget what you were talking. I think you said to me about, like, I think it's either we're watching a podcast or you told me, but it was talking about, like, as human beings, when you wake up, you only have a certain amount of
decisions
to make during the day.
Yeah.
So if you wake up in a bad mood, what's to say you're gonna make good decisions about going to the gym?
Yeah.
Or what you're gonna eat?
Yeah.
Or
if you're not looking forward,
or how you're gonna respond to people? So, or if you're not looking forward to the day, because if you wake up and you're basically not making good decisions, like, you're not going to feel good, and then what are you going to attract?
Bad decisions compound as well.
Exactly.
And that's where you attract, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think for me, I'll never forget that, because I just think If you start the day right, you're probably gonna make good decisions throughout your whole day.
Yeah.
And then when it starts and you start getting tired, you're not making the best decisions, then it's like you've had a whole day of such good and productive work that you can How do you cultivate a positive mindset, especially during challenging times?
Oh man. I think it's faith then, during challenging times.
Yeah.
I think it's faith, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this question is weird because it's like, okay, how do you cultivate a positive mindset? I think, I remember having this conversation with you about positive toxicity or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if you're going through a challenging time,
yeah.
I don't think it's particularly about having to cultivate like a positive mindset.
Yeah,
I think sometimes you just do have to like deal with the situation that you're in.
Yeah.
And more importantly, it's just to have that self-awareness.
Yeah.
So if you feel shitty in this situation, it's also okay to feel shitty because if you're trying to suppress that, you just end up feeling shittier for longer.
Yeah.
And then nothing like gets resolved.
It's what I just say, man. Like just faith, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I was chatting to you, right? When I was like, yo man, like it's like it's important. No, it was to you yesterday on the live actually on Twitch. And I was like, it's important to know both happiness and sadness.
Yeah.
And to also know when to be in happiness and sadness.
Mm.
So challenging times, those are the sad times. I'm not happy that I'm going through them, but I have the faith that I'm gonna come out of this fine.
Mm.
So I can't dwell too much on the situation. And nor does happiness also spring out of nowhere. Type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just in knowing, like knowing that it's going to end sort of like softens the blow.
Yeah.
But you still experience everything like you would. You know what I'm saying? Like you're sad, you're shit. You know what I'm saying? But it ends, and that's where faith comes, right?
So dick.
Huh?
It's hectic.
Is it?
No, just like, there's no happiness without sadness.
Yeah, you need it.
You need them to know the other, right?
To know the other,
Intense.
What you're going with now?
How do you define success and what steps are you taking to achieve it?
That's crazy because I was thinking of that, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking that's something that we should ask in the pod, you know, like.
Mm.
But I think I was gonna take it towards the thing of saying like, how do black people, or how should black people define success?
Mm.
Because I think we're also getting confused, or we're getting stuck up, or we're forgetting rather that we previously disadvantaged. So the white man's success might not seem the same as what we would really define as success. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's a topic for another day.
I think it might be.
How do I define success, man?
Yeah.
I think I define success by waking up and looking forward to living out that day. You know what I'm saying? Waking up and looking forward to living out that day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that is success.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think when you just
looking forward for the day, looking forward for what's coming.
Waking up and you're not like, oh damn, I have to go do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But waking up and being like, yes, boy.
Let's go. What's in store for us
another
today?
Another day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's go. This is what I have to do today.
Yeah.
I have this meeting. I have this. You know what I'm saying?
I have
to mark this.
Yeah.
I have to do that. You know, I think then you're successful. So I think when you're just living out like when you just wake up and you're looking forward to
I think mine is similar,
yeah,
because I think for me recently I feel like I just define success by like trying, you know? Like if you're someone that tries, like, and that's the thing in this life thing, like you have to try and try and try and then try some more and then more on top of that and then some more on top of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you'd rather die swinging, you know? You'd rather die trying in life.
Just swing, boy.
Just swing for your life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to try in this life thing. If you don't try, then unfortunately, I feel life will sort of, not even life, I just feel like if you don't try, like, what path are you setting out for yourself?
Yeah.
And what, like, if... You know what I'm saying?
It's I get you.
It's like if you don't try, it's like you're just there existing day to day. Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like that's how I define success. Like people who wake up and just try their best every day through everything that's going on, through I just think as humans, like I think one thing I'm also learning, not learning, but it's amazing how every single person on this earth has such a different life trajectory. Yeah, that like our experiences are so unique.
Yeah.
And it's like, and some people just, I don't know, like I just think that's crazy. You know, like sometimes you seen, I don't know, but like, let's say you're in a mall and you just see a guy just walking past. You ever think like, shame, what's this guy's story?
What's cracking?
What does he do for a living? Yeah. Is he happy? Yeah. Where's he off to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just interesting. And it's like, yes, like life can be hard, you know, like everybody's going to go through hardships, but it's like you have to like... get up and try.
You have to try.
Like, can't give up on yourself, on your family, on your future generations. Like, there's so much riding on just your own life that you really do have to, like, try every day.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going? Are you okay?
I'm with you.
I didn't know this would take this type of turn, you know? Yeah,
but it is what it is. At the end of the day, like, you know?
Yeah.
We're not always going to be clowning our shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
thanks.
Yeah. And I think we also want to build an audience, rather, that understands that, or rather would appreciate an audience that understands that we're human beings, and human beings, we experience, like, how do I put it?
There's like up and downs. Yeah. That's like
not
a
to
natural...
say we're down, but
yeah, we're
the
not
topic
down.
Is not clowny topic. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. But I'm like, no, bro, like, this is no laughing matter.
He's so random.
So it is that, you know.
Yeah. How long has it been, mate? We just got here. Are you kidding?
No ways, man.
It's literally been... Oh, it's been 30 minutes.
Yeah, we've been going.
You want to wrap it up?
No, I'm just asking how many more.
I don't know. We're going with the flow. Are we not enjoying this conversation?
Okay.
Maybe one more. You're not enjoying it.
No, I want to make sure that, you know, we close it up.
Okay, fair. Okay, let's do one more, then we can close everything up. Are there aspects of your life where you feel unfulfilled? And what changes can you make to address that? Hectic,
yeah? Where I feel unfulfilled.
Are there areas? Unfulfilled.
I wouldn't say unfulfilled. I think there are things that I wish I could do. I wish I could spend more time with my parents. You know. But I think the power of our parents' generations as Black people is that, like, they had to prepare beasts for a world that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just that. It's like they managed to produce this project of a human being that's me. And I feel like I'm living out every privilege that I got from my parents by living away from home and living abroad and stuff like that. Fortunately and unfortunately, they are very happy at home, so why should they be on the trot with me type of thing? You know, that's what they know. That's the world that they know. This is the world that I know. Yeah, so yeah, I think that's the only thing. I don't like regret or anything like that. I just wish yeah, that was the question, right?
Yeah, what areas of your life do you feel unfulfilled, I think?
Yeah. So I think it's just that. I do definitely wish, but I think again it's that, like, in knowing that, like, the time to see them as much as I want to see them, or as much as I'd like to, I think will come. I think I also just need to slowly introduce them to my world
I
type
get
of
you.
thing, because
I get you.
I feel like now I've they know that I'm established in my world type of thing. So I think, yeah, it's just that sort of time. Yeah. And yourself?
You know, right now, I think maybe I feel unfulfilled in terms of like my health. Like
Okay.
my health goals and stuff like that. I think that would be the only thing. I think I feel very grateful that I'm able to like well, right now, like work on my dreams, work on my passions and interests and stuff like that.
No.
So, but if had you asked me this question 6 months ago, definitely gonna give a different answer.
Yeah.
But right now, like I feel very grateful. Very,
That's
very
nice.
grateful.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that's not in there. It's not there
It's
anymore.
not there.
Okay.
yeah
Yeah. Was that the last question
that
or
was it man that was a
yeah.
bit fun
It was
a moody one
a moody one. I won't lie. It really was.
yeah
But I think if anything, I think it's also because of where we are. We are so relaxed. You
yeah
know.
it's like 9 o'clock at night
Yeah.
on a Thursday. It's been a
Yeah.
busy week,
Yeah.
so
It's been very tough getting this episode out. I think
yeah
that's why I'm also happy with this one. It
yeah
doesn't feel so forced, maybe.
yeah
Yeah.
like the amount of episodes we have to throw out is actually
Yeah.
like
It
insane.
hurts, but
It hurts, but we
I
know it's for the
guess,
best.
yeah. And
yeah
it's us getting better, I
it is
suppose.
us. We're just trying, man. We're
Yeah.
really trying.
Yeah.
So we'd really appreciate it if you would
Yeah.
comment, like, and subscribe.
Yep. And
Do the
yeah.
right things.
Do
Follow
the right
us on
thing.
Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
Just calls.
Just tips. Check
Calls with the
out.
Z.
Yeah.
Tips with
I
the
normally
S.
have them down here, so don't worry.
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
Just Chats Podcast
Yep.
on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
Yeah. Yeah.
And what else are we
And
not
yeah.
plugging?
Oh, just trots.
Just Trots
Yeah.
dot
Go.
com.
Yeah. Justtrots.com.
Look for
Check out
flights.
flights,
Come
check
to
out
Bangkok.
hotels. Yeah, come to Bangkok.
And let's link
and
up.
yeah, man. You know, flights,
Yeah.
hotels, activities, car rentals,
The
the
works.
works. Yeah.
Airport transfers.
Airport transfers, you name it. Yeah.
Those are important.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
That's it. Thank you,
Till the next
guys.
one. We out. Mwah.
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap.